for years, Americans and Europeans have been trying to strike a balance between the right to privacy and the need for intelligence to fight terrorism. In a number of cases, the Europeans expressed concern that the United States wanted too much information about its citizens. And back in February, the European Parliament voted to suspend a program that tracked financial and bank transfers.
Yesterday, that system was put back into place. The move came after the United States gave assurances that any requests for information would be evaluated by the European police agency, Europol, to safeguard privacy. One contentious issue still on the horizon, how much information should be provided about airline passengers traveling from Europe to the U.S.